The Lord bless you, my dear heart dwellers. Well, today is a historic day. Our precious president has been arrested, and I think the whole nation is grieving and in an uproar, and civil war is going to follow this decision. And I wanted to share with you what he had to say today. When I came into prayer, our community, everyone, has felt the oppression and the suffering, worrying about the whole situation, lifting it up in prayer. We have all felt it very deeply. And I had the worst case of fibromyalgia that I've ever had in my life. So I came into prayer saying, "Oh Lord, help me." And he did. I was able to work through it. But everyone is hurting today, even whether they know it or don't know. There are so many carrying this burden for Donald. "You are but one among many," the Lord said. Hold on, beloved, hold on. "Lord, please help me to hear you in spite of this pain." He began again, "Your country has headed down a very grave and serious road. But am I not the Lord of the whole world? These things must come to pass, beloved, and you are correct in believing you are further ahead in the book of Revelation than most think. The rapture is coming. Of that you can be assured. The wicked must triumph over the just, as it is written. This must come to pass. Heads up, Claire. You must be strong for the others. Rarely does a soul realize what a reward death is. It is not a punishment for the believer, but a reward and an end to suffering. Martyrdom is an honorable way to go, though it is not always a pleasant death, like a death at home with loved ones around you and painkillers. Rather, the soul is surrounded by angels and welcomed home by relatives and friends as a hero. To die for me is a most honorable death, and the soul will receive a martyr's crown. But there are other martyrdoms of suffering that many offer to me. Sickness, deprivation, and the suffering of a loved one. Serious lack of the most basic things, such as food and clothing and medicine, a place to sleep. Other sufferings like sick pets and blind hatred of those around you for no reason other than you belong to me. Rejection by family and friends, by employers, by those who are blind to what is really taking place right before their very eyes. Paul looked forward with great joy to this event in his life, and was welcomed into heaven by cheering crowds and my very own mother. How precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his holy ones. What joy is mine to see my people eager to give their lives for me. Oh, they shall not be deprived of their reward. So now again I ask you to receive the abundant graces of long-suffering, endurance, and every kind of trial right now in your hearing ears. Everything that tries you, hurts you, frustrates you, every kind of suffering, offer up to me for perishing souls. Be strong and resolute. Count them as wedding presents, and I will be well pleased with you. The graces for future suffering accompany this message if it is received into your heart. Guard these words in your heart. Guard these graces and use them, beloved, because times are difficult. But I have given you an abundance of grace to pass through them unharmed. My beloved ones, count it all joy when you are suffering reproaches and imprisonment for my sake. For great, great very great is your reward in heaven. And I wanted to share with you on a personal note that the Lord last night was weeping and weeping and weeping. And I just held him and tried to comfort him. And he was just devastated. He knows. He knows what is to come after this decision. He knows about who is going to die. And families will be torn apart. It's going to be a very difficult time. And he's so aware of that. So I'm asking you to pray for the souls that don't know the Lord yet. Pray for their conversion, even at the last minute. Pray that they will receive Jesus. Pray that they'll have a real experience with him that touches their hearts so they can hold on to him. I also want to share with you that Ezekiel had an extremely intense and real experience when he awoke yesterday morning. And it was about New York City being bombed and radiation spreading up and down the East Coast. That message will be put up shortly, and please don't miss it, because he explains much of what is to happen, what is yet to come in New York City. Thank you, dear heart dwellers. Stay in prayer for him, please. God bless you.